Hello, everyone, and welcome to Monty and Mickey, the Geek Pop Culture Podcast. We have another shorty for you. It's been a little bit of time, but we're going to change it up slightly. And I don't know that this will necessarily be every shorty moving forward, but definitely what we've noticed, and we might have mentioned it in the last episode, but the In the News segment is simultaneously a very important part of our podcast and takes up way too much time.
We talk a lot because it's all geeky stuff we want to talk about.
Yeah, at least we're not talking about, you know, what we ate for lunch or something stupid.
So. A lot of podcasts do that. You made that point last time. Yeah, at least we're not. So I got these new shoes, and they're not as comfortable as I thought they'd be.
So I'm sitting there in the grocery store, and I put my ice cream on the conveyor belt, and the guy's like taking forever, and I'm like, dude, let's hurry it up. I want to go home and eat ice cream.
This is taking 30 seconds longer than it should, and I need that time to eat my ice cream.
Exactly. So, regardless of all of that that we don't
now that we're
about,
done doing that exact same thing we don't want to do.
We are going to be covering In the News for this shorty. This is going to be the first and possibly, like I said, a trend moving forward, especially since we don't always get to a full episode as quickly as we want to. And the ticker, the list of things we need to talk about in the news just keeps getting bigger and bigger the longer we go in between episodes.
Right.
So this will hopefully reduce a little bit of that upfront time and either reduce the whole episode time down or allow us more time to talk about the main topic of the episode during the full episodes. So this is a shorty in the news. So
hopefully shorty.
Our version of a shorty.
Yeah. For us it's gonna be short. Yeah.
So Mickey, what do we got since our last episode?
Well, the last episode was April 18th, 2024, in case you didn't know what year it is. So, first off, we got Doc and the Time Machine will be part of a 60th anniversary of studio tour at Universal Studios from April 26th to August 11th. I know you don't want to talk about that because you don't care about Back to the Future, but I thought I should mention it.
Yeah, it...
Oh, I'm sorry. That was total sarcasm.
So because I'm actually using technology, I'm watching, they're kind of scrolling with Mickey along with this video, and it's not Christopher Lloyd, which is fine, but this is damn close to basically walking on the set of Back to the Future. When I saw this video, I told Michaela, like, obviously joking because we have kids and bills and everything else, but I'm like, how do we get to Universal Studios Hollywood like tomorrow? Because I'm like, this is so cool. Like I don't know that we did. I think we might have done the Universal Studio tour one time when I was younger, but I haven't done one in a while, so it would just be fun to do.
Oh, anyway, and this I haven't done
This is just so just up
really.
So if you're in the area, and it just goes to show, we talked about it already. We mentioned it in our Back to the Future podcast, which shout out to a coworker that's actually starting to listen to our podcast because of the Back to the Future content. But it just goes to show that Back to the Future is not going anywhere.
It's timeless.
Going anywhere. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Timeless.
Yeah. So even with Michael J. Fox and his physical issues, he still makes appearances because that guy is dedicated. So,
right.
And just makes you love it even more, you know?
And I mean, even Christopher Lloyd, I saw something. I mean, granted, I didn't want to buy any of this stuff because it was overpriced and I didn't like the way it looked. But he's got a whole new Back to the Future line. Him and Michael J. Fox are doing some video of like promoting this like merch for a movie that's what at this point, 50 years old, 45 years old.
Yeah.
So
almost as old as another guy, you know. We're not saying any names.
No, let's move on.
Okay, that was a nice awkward transition as usual on my part. Mattel is partnering with condiment company Heinz to produce a pink barbecue sauce, which is a combo of vegan mayo, barbecue sauce, and beetroot for color. I think it'll be pink.
Yes, in Barbie spelt like Barbenheimer.
Barbecue, yes.
So I had to put that on there because it's definitely part of pop culture and it just...
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. By the way, Mickey, I know we'll get to it when we cover Star Wars Day, but did you get your hands on that half gallon of Kemp's blue milk that they had in the stores?
I didn't.
No? I got three, so...
You did? How much was it?
It is normal, like, half gallon milk, but it was hilarious because... So we do the, like, Walmart Plus because taking three kids to a grocery store is... like a nightmare.
Yeah.
So we got Walmart Plus and we do a grocery delivery and like three times we like put it on the list and the guys either they couldn't find where it was or just it was out, but they're like, oh, I'm gonna substitute with a half gallon of white milk. And it's like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
that's, no kidding.
Like, that's not the point,
you
buddy.
You could get
like,
any milk.
Like, that's not what I'm like, no. Like,
you can go to the gas station and get milk.
So I did end up going there or going to Walmart and getting it, but it was at a bunch of different stores. So anyways,
it's weird that they didn't catch that you were deliberately trying to get a specific type. Does it taste better than or different at all?
Yeah, it's very much. It basically is like if you were to take a vanilla milkshake and let it thaw, like not be ice anymore. It's very rich. So I cut mine with rum on Star Wars Day to celebrate. So
I think I like it even more now.
Was it rum or vodka? But either way, I would say it's not bad, but it's very, very rich. So naturally, my kids drank it like it was going out of style. They could not get enough of it.
And then they have headaches afterwards, right?
Right. And they're, yeah. It's, so I would say that was my recommendation. I think it's different. Well, I know it's different than the blue milk you get at like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Sure.
But it's not worse than that or like one is better than the other or anything like that.
It's just different.
It's just different. So,
well, they're not going to sell it anymore, right? It was just the one day or
no, they sold it for like a week or two leading up. You might be able to find it still in the store. I know. It was a limited run, obviously. So
right,
but
well, maybe some of the other milk will turn blue just from having sat there too long.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe I don't want to. I mean, I did because I'm just a GERD geeky nerd. GERD. I'm a GERD.
GERD.
I did save one of the half gallon containers because it's got a little Star Wars sticker on it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I
would do that exact same thing, man.
So.
So on August 9th, only in theaters, Josh Hartnett plays serial killer trapped at a pop concert in M. Night Shyamalan's newest movie called Trap. That sounds really interesting.
Did you watch the full trailer?
I watched part of it, and then someone came into my cube, so I had to pretend I was working.
Oh, my God. The premise for this is amazing, and it's M. Night Shyamalan, so you know it's going to have some kind
of
twist.
Dark and weird, yeah. I never can predict his twists.
Yeah, I was disappointed they revealed it during the actual preview, and maybe it needs to be so that they can kind of like, you know, hype it up or whatever, but I would have liked it a lot better if halfway through the movie you found out he was the serial killer, because they explain that in there is basically he is a serial killer that brings his daughter to a pop concert.
Right.
And the police have somehow tracked him down and figured out that he was going to be at this concert. So the whole thing's like a trap for him. So he's in this arena and he can't leave without them arresting him, essentially.
Right. Right.
And he goes and like checks his frickin' webcams of the people he's got chained up in his basement, like in the bathroom at the concert, and like, It's going to be
dark and twisted. It's M. Night Shyamalan. I like those movies, Unbreakable and Glass.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Split. I watched
The Village.
Those three were like a trilogy. I didn't even know those three were connected And I loved all three, and then I ended up, oh my god, this is like a superhero trilogy, basically. That was
right.
That's just the kind of twist he does, and it's amazing.
Yeah. What was it? M. Night Shyamalan, the two big ones were The Village. I remember in high school there came out. There's like two really big ones, but yeah, he definitely Dark. Worth checking out when that comes out.
Right. So. Yeah, I'll definitely be wanting to see that. So, speaking of another movie I might want to see, and maybe have mentioned once or twice, the internet is speculating Taylor Swift confirmed, quote-unquote, on her new album that she'll be playing the role of Dazzler in this new movie you might have heard of called Deadpool and Wolverine.
I heard it once or twice.
Yeah.
I
think it'd be cool if she's in it. I don't know what kind of an actor she is, but I'm sure they won't make it go over the top, you know?
I'm not gonna take away too much, but there is this new tortured poets department, and apparently during this album review or album, there's really? Some song baked in there that's like, so the Dazzler, I don't know much about this character, but she's a character in the MCU, and on the day that album was released, this is when these rumors started to come up. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if you look at the speculation, the who's who of actually who's going to be in this movie is insane.
Oh, yeah.
Like, insane.
Right.
The amount of people from all Marvel movies. I mean,
sure.
All the frickin'
characters. You don't just mean big-time actors. You mean
no. I'm taking all the characters, all the people are going to pop up. Like, I heard a rumor that Chris
Pine?
Captain America. What's his name? Oh,
Chris
Evans. Too many Chris's. Chris Evans.
There are a ton of Chris's in these movies.
He's going to be in this movie as Johnny Flame.
Oh, not even as Captain America?
Yeah.
That's weird. He's not dead. Oh, he did. He's basically killed off in the last Avengers, wasn't he?
Well,
he's
more
an old man.
He's an old man, but I mean, they could do it because of the multiverse jumping. They could do anything they want.
Sure, but Falcon took over as Captain America, right?
Right. Yeah. But what I love about this is like, oh, like this is a whole like Quicksilver thing in WandaVision.
Right.
It's like,
right,
oh,
yeah,
wait.
You're using the same actors to play different roles. That is kind of cool.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that. Elektra, who was that? I don't know. There's a whole list of people who have like confirmed, rumored, whatever. It's going to be insane. I am expecting, or I would not be surprised if Taylor Swift makes an appearance in this movie.
Well, and
once it's released that she's in the movie, Swifties are going to come to that movie in droves.
Right, well, looking for Travis Kelce, if nothing else. But the thing is, I think we've come to know her as singing about every aspect of her life in her song, so it would not be a surprise if she sings about this too, you know?
Right. That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You might get a Deadpool cover like on the album or whatever. She might be
right
to her own song.
With Travis Kelce somewhere hidden in there, yeah.
Yeah, right. Travis Kelce could be his own superhero. I think that'd be fun.
He's a big enough dude, too, and I think he's got a sense of humor. He could be in this movie, too. Who the hell knows?
I could see him with, like, Chris Pratt kind of going back and forth.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
Playing on the whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift relationship, like, whoever the Dazzler's boyfriend is in the comic books, you know?
Or even along the lines of the Patrick Mahomes, where he's a sidekick. Mahomes is always calling Kelce a sidekick. And
oh, yeah.
Like, not cool, man.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. It's going to be a fun movie regardless. I think it'll be serious. I think there'll be some like really intense stuff, a lot of really fun stuff going on, but
special effects
going to
be amazing
fun.
As always. Yeah. Right.
And I'm going to have to watch it like two or three times just to get a grip on what's actually going on. So I might have to see it a couple times in the theaters with you.
Cause there's a chance I'll be seeing it that many times.
Yeah.
Just in the theaters alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Absolutely.
Speaking of that, Ryan Reynolds Aviation Gin is releasing Marvel themed bottles. So go figure. He knows how to promote, doesn't he?
He's a hell of a marketer.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So speaking of promoting, and I put this in all caps when I typed it out, Monty and Mickey celebrated its fifth year anniversary. Some things that have been discussed since April 20th, 2019, which is our first episode, include 12 MCU movies, 11 MCU series, 9 DCEU movies, 2 DC Elseworlds movies, 1 Star Wars movie, that was kind of surprising, 4 Star Wars animated series, 5 Star Wars live action series, and 69 overall episodes. That's a weird number. I mean, I'm a pervert, but still, that's a weird number.
Yeah. And for those of you that saw the picture, that's my first crack at AI. So that's Deadpool and Batman shaking hands.
Yeah.
So we'll see if AI pops up anymore in the Monty and Mickey show.
Yeah, and we talked about a live episode coming up to celebrate one of the milestones, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking, so this is going to be, this episode is episode 70 that we're recording right now. I think episode 75 probably deserves its own, and it could be the Deadpool episode, honestly.
Right, yeah, because we might be doing it more regularly now with these shorties over the phone and yeah, for the news, so we might be sneaking them in a little more often.
Yeah, I mean, we got at least one, possibly two more X-Men episodes, one or two more shorties. I mean, that gets you right there. We only need to do 4 more.
That'd be
right at 75. So
that'd be cool timing, yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, right. That'd be awesome. Okay, so speaking of, I got nothing. I got no transition here. Jurassic Quest was in Green Bay from April 26th to April 28th at the Rush Expo Center. That sounded like it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know if we went to this one, but a version of this our family went to. And yeah, it's really neat. They got like life-size dinosaurs. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but
right.
It's for just kids.
What you expect then.
Yeah. And it was done well. Joy was like 3 maybe when we went.
Okay.
So she was a little young, and I feel like she got a little scared when we first walked in because it is pretty overwhelming.
I would think that for a 3-year-old, yeah.
But it's definitely, I mean, you know, there's those kids, it's like, especially if you're a, you know, 5, 6, 12-year-old boy, and like, there seems like there's a very large demographic that is like all about dinosaurs, or they at least go through a phase. So,
oh yeah, like Ross from Friends became a paleontologist. He never even outgrew it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. And some adults that are just gonna walk in there and be like, "This is cool."
Yeah,
exactly. By some adults, I mean me,
like us,
and you.
Technically, we are adults, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, moving on from that, Marvel Studios has officially pushed Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and other pre-Disney Plus out-of-continuity or canon.
I can't even keep track of all this.
Yeah, the Post kind of alluded to that. They didn't come out and say it, but they basically didn't include them in a list of canon stuff.
Yeah, which confusing to me because Daredevil was in the last...
Right, Echo.
And No Way Home, he made an appearance.
Right, right.
So well, it's, I don't know.
That doesn't mean his character won't be. It just means that series, right?
Oh, right. Yeah,
and
there's
I mean,
a good distinction there.
Right. I think makes me glad because I don't know that I want to go back and watch all those series. I feel obligated to, but if they're not canon, I won't. But I think the characters are obviously still part of the overall
right
verse. So
that makes sense then. Have you seen any of those series?
I was going to start watching Daredevil because I've heard it's pretty good, but no, I really haven't. And again, they're kind of old now, and they passed by, and I didn't feel the need to.
That's the other one that I wouldn't be surprised that shows up is, first of all, Green Lantern's DC, so probably not, but Ben Affleck's Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he shows up in Deadpool.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You mean Ben Affleck himself or as Daredevil?
No, as Daredevil, since it's a Marvel property.
Sure.
But it's like a different version of him. Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah, that'd be
cool. They could have a lot of fun with this, and sure. I think they will. And I think a lot of people, especially these types of people that this is like their identity or what they got famous for or like a part of their life, I think they'd be like, hey, you pay for my flight out there, I'll do it for you.
Well, it's like you said, like the Spider-Man movie when they brought Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In those lines, yeah.
And if they can do that, clearly they can do this.
Yeah, and that was huge, so it worked out.
Yeah.
Exactly. On April 20th, this guy named Jerry Seinfeld was at Power Comics in Ashwaubenon while in town for a stand-up show.
That's so awesome.
I know. I wish we'd have been there, man. That sucks.
So shout out to Powers Comics. They're a great comic book store. They're right close to the stadium there in Green Bay. And so I've gone there like on my lunch hour or whatever a couple times. And so they were having the day before this, April 19th or whatever, they had a live, like a Facebook Live auction event. And essentially what it was is they have all these different comics set aside and they got a big board A through Z. And the way it works is they talk about the comic. Hey, this is, I don't know, take your pick. The Amazing Spider-Man number 27 from 1995. And we're selling it for $100 and we're going to put it right here on letter E. And the first person that types in that letter in the chat gets basically dibs on that comic book.
Cool.
And the idea then is you come in the next day and you pick up your comic book. So there was a facsimile of Action Comics number 1 that was released in like, I think early 2000s or 90s. And that they had it and it wasn't any, it was like $15, right? It's nothing special, but it was a facsimile of that very well-known Superman comic.
Right.
And so I was like, maybe I should get it. Maybe I shouldn't.
Really?
And I was like, nah, I won't get it. So somebody else got it. Well, the idea was then the next day you're supposed to come in and pick up your comic books, right? Or as soon as you can. That was the day that Jerry Seinfeld showed up that morning before his show.
Because he's a big Superman fan, as you can see from the show Seinfeld. Because every episode there was some kind of Superman reference in the background. But
yeah,
that's what he was supposedly at Power Comics looking for, a specific comic. And if you'd have actually picked that letter, you'd have gone in there and met him possibly, huh?
I possibly, and I don't know
how long he was there, right?
Well, I don't know how long he was there. I mean, the timing would have had to work out, and then also like they not let anybody in case he could get right. He came on with a bit. He was looking for I posted it twice because I was just like, oh, here's another. Like all these different news outlets picked it up in the area. He was looking for a specific old Superman comic from the 60s, and unfortunately, we didn't have it. But it was still a great interaction. This tells me this guy is very, like, think about it.
He's
like,
that big of a fan.
Well, he's that big of a fan, but he's just like me and you. Like, when I travel, I look like comic book stores, right? Because they've got the best stuff. Like, the old stuff, nothing, like, brand new, some stuff, but, like, old stuff like that. Like, he's a collector.
Right.
He collects old, Superman comics. And so he's like, oh, I'm coming to Green Bay.
See, and I kind of knew that, but my point is, he's that big of a fan. He's Jerry Seinfeld. You and me are Monty and Mickey. Nobody's trying to attack us when we go out in public. He's going out in public, especially to places that aren't expecting him. People recognize him. They might mob him. He's taking that risk because he wants to complete this collection that bad, I mean, I know he must have protection around him at all times, but still, he's going out in public. And, from what I've been told, he kind of just wants to be around other comics. He's kind of gotten to be a salty old man and doesn't necessarily want interactions with other people, but he's still willing to do it in order to go find his, because that's how much of a collector he is. I love that about him. That's awesome. Right.
And I mean, I got to be honest with you. If I was in his position and I was on a tour, you're damn right I'd be hitting up the local comic book shop at every single tour spot I was at.
Right.
Especially if he's looking for a very specific one. Like, It's one thing to go on eBay and find it, but I get to actually go to a comic book store and I don't know, it's just cool.
I'm assuming he's listened to our podcast, so he knows they're close by. He would, well, if Monty and Mickey are in the area, this place must be good. I'm sure that's what he thought, right?
I told him because he asked me for if I wanted to interview him, and I said no. I'm like, I'm sorry, Mickey's a little too busy.
Yeah,
we got a lot going on right now, so maybe next time you're in town, we can try to make it work.
Yeah, you got to call us though, because we'll see if we can fit you in. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, at least you were honest with him. I'm sure he can handle it.
Are you kidding me? I would have dropped everything. I don't care. Oh my god.
Yes.
When? Where? What? I'm picking up my kid right now. I'll drop him off on the side of the road. Where are we going?
Oh, I have to quit my job. Okay. Wow. There's a Mickey-shaped hole in the wall. Where'd that come from? Yeah. Heck yeah, man. That would be awesome.
So,
Saturday, June 1st at Oshkosh Arena, the Oshkosh Comic and Toy Show will be going on from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for only $5 at the door, which is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and that's pretty very similar. We've talked about some comic cons in the past or toy memorabilia shows that we've been to. I have a feeling this will be very similar. A lot of vendors from the area, private collectors, they basically rent out a table and it's like a big flea market. But what I love about these is just like why I love going to comic book shops is you're running the gambit, right?
Right.
Action figure just came out last week. You might be able to buy it there. An action figure that came out 50 years ago, you might be able to buy it there, and everything in between. And that's what makes these like worth going to for me, because you never know. It's like a hunt or like a treasure hunt. Like you never know what you're going
to
find.
Right. And like I've been to the one at the Resch for, you know, a few times.
Oh yeah. Yep.
It's always different stuff. A lot of times it's the same vendors, but even those particular vendors might have different stuff. So you're not going there and seeing the exact same stuff every time. It's dramatically different usually.
And to kind of piggyback off of like being around other people like that, it's just fun to talk to these people. I mean, some of these guys have been collecting, you know, whatever comic books for 50 plus years.
And or like that guy who stories. Was a writer.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Right.
And the actual author of a Star Wars Legends
graphic,
book.
Graphic novel. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's just a fun time. It's $5 is a cheap way to have a lot of fun. So,
well, and you can spend a couple hours if you just look through.
Yeah.
Just even if you don't buy anything, just using your imagination or getting ideas of what you want to buy, or, you know, gift ideas to give to other people and let them know, I really would like this.
Right. Yeah. And stuff that you don't even know exists.
Right.
You know, oh, wow, this Batman random thing from 1982. Like, what? I never knew about this.
Right.
Well, no, because you wouldn't have been looking for it. So.
And some of the prices are fairly reasonable. So, yeah, like I say, you might just buy it right there and be happy you win.
And I think I got this one on the calendar, so hopefully you and I can take a couple hours at it and do it justice.
Yeah,
so.
I think I put it on my phone too, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it if we can go. On May 2nd, which is a few days ago, Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton hosted the Star Wars Trivia Night. I don't know how that went, but that's kind of cool that they bothered to do that, because that's a pretty nice venue.
Yeah, and there's so many places that, and again, we've talked about it, we'll be talking about it a little bit more, but there were so many places that did Star Wars trivia
right
this last week for Star Wars Day. And I think that Star Wars Day is just, it's become more and more and more
huge
every year.
Yeah.
Every year I see more and more stuff. I mean, there was, I'm not exaggerating when I say just in the Fox Valley, not even counting like Oshkosh, there was like 4 or 5 bars or restaurants doing Star Wars trivia starting like that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
Like one a day you could go to if you really wanted to.
And they're not doing that if they don't think that's going to bring people in and have them spending money.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So Hugh Jackman, just an interesting note, Hugh Jackman, who's going to be in that movie we will be talking about once again after this, has played Wolverine for 24 years now.
Same he's got the record for the longest continuous character playing the character.
That's pretty awesome.
So I'm looking at the post right now, and it looks like 2, 4, 6, 8 in Deadpool and Wolverine will be the 10th movie that he's been in, and X-Men, X2, X-Men Last Stand, X-Men Wolverine, X-Men First Class, The Wolverine, Days of Future Past, Apocalypse, Logan, and Deadpool and Wolverine. And you've watched Logan now, right? You said that you're pretty much
I'm caught up.
I know we're going to talk about it, and I don't want to spoil anything for our next episode. What did you think of that movie?
It was great.
I knew you would like it.
You said that if there's, like, if we hadn't ever, because we at one point it seemed like we weren't going to go through all the X-Men movies. You're like, well, if you see any of them, see that one. And I'm like, you know, like you do. I'm like, okay, well, Tom thinks it's really good. So I trust you and I believe you because we have the same taste. So I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, but I don't want to build it up in my head. Well, it was freaking awesome. Yeah, it totally lived up to what I thought.
And even I said, I had no, like, I went into that movie when I watched it. It came out in the theaters. I had never watched, like, any of the X-Men movies. I was going in completely blind. And I walked away from it. I was just like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is a great freaking movie.
Right.
So, anyways, we'll talk more about it later. But just, wow. I'm glad you liked it because I figured it would be that dark and gritty and, like, oh, an X-23, Laura. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see her come back in X-Men or Deadpool and Wolverine.
Right. And
that is going to be awesome.
I mean, just the whole X-Men franchise. I even the New Mutants, which didn't do that great, and Dark Phoenix, I thought they were really good. And right.
I haven't seen those two yet, so but I'm excited to try them out.
It's just too bad that they didn't get more hype or that they didn't got too much criticism because they lived up to everything I'd wanted to. And just the original point, he's been in 10 different Wolverine ones movies over the 24 years. That's just the one character. He's been in a ton of other movies besides.
Right.
So, yeah, right. Hugh Jackman's killing it.
Yeah.
And he's going to be trying to kill Deadpool, I think, soon, too. But speaking of that, Deadpool and Wolverine has most viewed trailer of all time. And Joker 2 has now beat out Barbie for the most viewed Warner Brothers trailer in a 24-hour period. So, I guess movies aren't dying away completely.
No. No, and I think we've touched on this before, but it's really the quality, and I think that it's speaking for itself.
So. Right, and like you said, in that very last post that we'll get to eventually, I think these places must be listening to our podcast because we've said it ad nauseum, and I think they're finally listening to us and getting it through their heads. It's about friggin' time. Jeez.
Yeah, I can't just sit there and punch a card. I don't know. How old are you, Tom? I can't just sit there and push paper across the desk and be like, yeah, money,
right? Yep. And they're like, listening,
you gotta think about it.
They're listening to good podcasts too, is, you know, yeah, that's
yeah, absolutely
listening to us and getting the point.
Bob Iger sits at home
listening and to Monty and Mickey.
He unwinds at the end of a long day listening to Monty and Mickey talk about how he's doing such a shitty job,
right? That's how I like to relax. You know what? I didn't get enough criticism and nagging at work. Let's hear it on a podcast from a couple of schmucks that I didn't even know existed. All right. Man, do I feel better now. Okay, moving on. So wearing the Princess Leia dress, Billie Lourd unveiled her mother, Carrie Fisher's new star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame alongside Star Wars star Mark Hamill. That would have been kind of cool.
Yeah, and I want to say this because I feel like I posted about this at one point. This might have been a year, like a post that somebody had.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but either way, oh boy, Mickey, you're gonna be mad at me. Can't believe I'm gonna say this. Are you having a good day? Or are you? Because I don't want to ruin your day.
I've got a glass of wine sitting next to me. I'll be able to handle it. What's going on?
So, you know, Fan Expo Chicago?
Yeah.
That we went to last year?
Yep.
This year, it's in August or something, and I'm going to be out of town for a different, for a concert. It's going to be an actual pretty cool concert. It's punk rock, pop punk rock concert.
Who is it?
Up in Eau Claire. I think Fall Out Boy.
And oh, really?
I don't know that they've announced it yet. It might not be Fall Out Boy. There's a couple of them that I think they did. I got to look it up.
It's a concert.
It's along those lines. It's like a festival.
Oh, it's a. I'm like, so you're going to a concert. You don't even know the band is, and that's taking priority. Oh, that's great, Tom. Yeah, no, I see where your priorities are.
Well, you say it sarcastically now, but just wait till you hear the rest of the story.
Okay.
Gina Carano is going to be there this year. That's,
oh, really? Hey, yeah.
You know, hey, maybe she will, maybe she won't.
Yeah, right. She canceled. Right.
They announced that a little actor Ryan may have heard of. Mr. Mark Hamill will also be there.
Luke Skywalker's going to be there? No kidding.
So.
Well, again, I mean, Gina Carano's big and she canceled last time. So, chances are, I don't think Mark Hamill's that kind of guy. I think he, commits to the things he does. But
it's going to be like Michael J. Fox, though. It's going to be a couple $100 and you're going to be waiting in line for 2 hours.
Mass production.
So I think it would be fun. I told Mikhail because she was like, hey, you can go if you want to. Like, I'll go to the concert. Like, we're going with some friends. She's like, if you want to go down to the Comic-Con, you can. And I'm like, well, first of all, I don't want to cancel our plans for the concert. And I do want to go to the concert. It's going to be fun.
It's a concert or it's a festival?
It's a festival.
A weekend.
We're only going for that Saturday.
Oh, see, because where is it?
Eau Claire.
Oh, because there was one that used to be in Somerset called Northern Invasion. Me and Gary, who you've met, went there like 2 or 3 years. It was, and then it just got canceled. But that was amazing. That was like two days of just like 70 bands or something. So man, yeah, I love those festivals. I've gone to probably 40 or 50 in my time. So yeah, I'm never going to talk anybody out of doing that, even for Comic-Con. At least I've been to Comic-Con now. I had to cancel on you a couple years ago, but at least I've been there now. So
yeah,
life will go on.
I
think you'll have a good time.
I'm going to look it up because I need to at least say, okay, Reverb Music Festival.
Oh,
okay?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Reverb Music Festival that brings together the best of emo, pop, rock, alternative hip-hop, and punk. And punk genres for an experience that echoes along after the festival's over. 2 day event, August 16th to 17th.
Oh.
T.I., Young Jock, Yellow Card, Story of the Year, and more. So
no kidding. Yeah.
T.I., Yellow Card, Story of the Year, Hawthorne Heights, Young Jock,
Hawthorne Heights,
Bubba Sparks, Secondhand Serenade, Emery, Amberlin, Twista.
I've heard a lot of those, yeah.
I don't think we're going to be there for the Friday night, but Friday is like the T.I., Genuine, Twista, Young Jock, Mike Jones, Bubba Sparks. Saturday's Yellow Card, Story of the Year, Hawthorne Heights, Amberlin, Secondhand Serenade, Emery, Amber Pacific. So, yeah, it'll be a fun time. It's just unfortunate that it's, that same.
It sounds like you guys have had that plan for a while, too, huh?
Yeah, and it's going to be really nice because her parents have a condo right in Eau Claire, so it'll be super convenient. Like that's what I say. Like, first of all, it would be super expensive. It would be expensive again for us to go, and I would get at least Gina Carano, if not Mark Hamill's autograph.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm spending how many hundreds of dollars for those two.
Mm-hmm.
Then I pay for
hotel.
The hotel and food. So I'm kind of like, it is disappointing, but it's also like, I'm only in it for the gas and my food. Like, I had to pay for the ticket. But comparatively speaking, that weekend there in Eau Claire is going to be a lot cheaper and just as much fun. So.
And you've never done it before.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't think it'll be as much fun because I won't be there. I'm just throwing that out there.
No. Well, you can get a ticket if you want to join us.
Be a third leg? Yeah, that'd be great.
No, because there's a lot of other people. There's other group. It's a whole group. Well, so it's not just Mikhail and I.
That's
her friend is going with, like, her friend was the one who told us about it, and her and her husband, Shelby and Boomer, you know them.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They're going to be there, and, yeah, so, anyways.
Yeah, no, man, I just said, I love it when people do that. I've been to a lot of festivals. You guys will have a great time. Like you said, at least we've both been. You've been there twice. I've been there once.
Yeah.
We can go next year. And you're doing
that's
something
true.
You haven't done. So, yeah, man, I promote that all the way.
Good and we can go there next year and it won't be, like, overwhelmed. Like, if we go this year, we might be like, oh, wow, it's the same stuff again. Like,
right.
It's kind of like when you go to the fair and you're like, oh, well.
Same crap.
Or like Country USA where I was like, well, I'm not coming 2 hours before the headliner again tomorrow. I can tell you that because it's the same crap. So,
it'll be fresh and new for us for next year when we go.
Yeah, I know, and maybe Ryan Reynolds will be there next year.
I thought you were going to say. I mean, I can't believe I was in my head. I was a little disappointed to hear Mark Hamill because I thought you were going to say Ryan Reynolds. So how stupid is that?
I don't know, and I haven't looked at the lineup. He could be, but I think I would have heard it by now, and he's probably a little busy right now to be doing that kind of stuff.
And he promotes the crap out of everything, so he probably
running like four businesses and plus owning a soccer league.
Yeah,
and
that Welcome to Wrexham just started, which I mean, it means the season's probably over. But yeah, I've been watching that too because that's a really good show. That's they've actually won Emmys for that show. You know,
wow,
yeah, it's really good.
Easy.
Okay, so Airbnb was recreated the X-Mansion from X-Men 97. That seems like a cool thing we could do sometime, too.
Xavier's Institute for Higher Learning. What a cool experience.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know, and they really leaned into it. Like, it wasn't like, you know, when if we would have done the Airbnb for that house in that was in Avengers Endgame,
right.
That was just a house, right?
Just the house.
They wouldn't have been decorating it. They wouldn't have been doing anything special. This is, like, intense, like a complete mansion. And I don't want to look up how much it would be a night, but maybe we could split it 27 ways and
or
come out a little bit,
or we could, you know, start begging for funds like we have on other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
For only $1 a minute, you can help support Tom, Monty, and Mickey and Chico.
You like what you hear? Sign up for the Patreon. You can get a bonus episode.
And if you don't like it, we'll shut up for longer as long as you give us some money to do it.
If you give us money, we won't come to your house and harass you every weekend.
Right. And we'll be doing cool stuff so you won't have to hear us as often on a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll make everyone happy.
If you give us more money, we won't hit record, so you don't have to listen to us. Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
I feel like I fell into the multiverse.
Right. So, voted by thousands of DC fans. I don't know if you're going to like this. Oh, I know you're the one who posted it. Michael Keaton was voted number one best Batman actor of all time.
And I tell you what, it makes sense. I'm gonna pull up the, if I can get it. I'm gonna pull up the list quick because it was the top six. I don't necessarily agree with the top six, but I do agree that obviously Michael Keaton. Sure. And I think here's the problem. I think that you could do a top three list and half of them would be tied with each other. That's the problem.
Right.
Is I like each one of them differently. Right. So like. It's not. It's almost like saying, like, oh, which, you know, I wouldn't say that.
Like,
which could you like more?
Right,
no, exactly. That's not.
It's such a Sophie's choice.
But okay. So I'll just give you the list that were voted. Which randomly, I don't know who does this stuff. I need to get paid to do these kind of things.
Right.
But I don't know how. Right. So what's the late night talk show that has the top 10.
Letterman used to.
Letterman. Okay.
Anymore. Yeah, he's not on.
Letterman. I'll do it Letterman. So number six, Ben Affleck.
Boo! He's good. Yeah.
Number five, Robert Pattinson, which has less movies. So
yeah.
Here's the thing. Ben Affleck did a good job.
Robert Pattinson
did a good job. And the movies were the problem.
Right.
Four out of six. The number four was Adam West. And I agree. I don't. Again, it's hard for me because he was good for what he was.
He was the
and
original.
What he was supposed
too.
To be.
Right.
He was the original.
Yeah.
Number. And I think this is a recent thing that those three were the bottom. Because I feel like Val Kilmer and the other guy should have been at the bottom. But anyways.
Right.
Number three, Kevin Conroy, which he did play in live action, but he was mostly known for his, you know, he was not a live action, but he was in like that, like, you know, Crisis
and,
on Infinite Earth.
Oh, see, I don't even think of him as a Batman. So yeah, that just threw me for a loop. You better be saying Christian Bale's number two, right?
Christian Bale number two.
Thank you.
Okay. So top six, that's why. Okay. Val Kilmer and, Tom or what's his face? The other one, Batman Forever, or Batman
Clooney.
And Robin. George Clooney didn't even make the list.
Yeah.
So number two, Christian Bale, and number one, Michael Keaton. So that makes sense.
Right.
Okay.
Those two are my favorite. But yeah, I mean, George Clooney's a big time actor. Val Kilmer's, you know, in his own right, and they both did a good job. Like you said, all of them were likable movies. But yeah, the top two they got right at least. I don't know about the rest.
Yeah, I think any most people would agree. I think that if here's the thing, and you're not going to hear me say this very often.
Okay? We got to Monty. We're recording right now. They can hear us. Okay.
Just between you and me, Mickey. Okay, listen.
Okay.
Batman Returns was a better movie than Batman. Okay.
Okay.
Confrontational, yeah, whatever.
Right.
I think that those movies, there are some weak parts about them.
Sure.
They're not bad movies. There's just some not the greatest parts, right?
And these are
Returns was Michelle Pfeiffer and Michael Keaton.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know.
Right.
But I think that you take and they did this with The Flash, but if you had a standalone, Batman Beyond type of movie with Michael Keaton, new movie, and they had Flashes. In the Flash movie.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He did a great job, and I think that if he got another movie, like a modern movie, I would... This is so like Captain Obvious, but I guess roundabout way of saying, I think that there are better Batman movies than Batman Returns and Batman.
Sure.
But
that doesn't mean he didn't nail his role.
That doesn't mean they're bad movies.
Right. And he nailed his role.
So it's hard for me to make a list because it's like, okay, how do I categorize this list? If you're talking about a Bruce Wayne character who embodies Bruce Wayne, that's Ben Affleck all day. Cheers. You're talking about a character who was a terrific, like, year one, year two, learning, young Batman.
Christian Bale,
Robert Pattinson killed that role.
Right.
You're talking about a true Batman and Bruce Wayne? That's Christian Bale.
Yeah.
You're talking about the campy, comic-y, that's Adam West.
Right.
You're talking about a very, like,
all of it.
Impressive, all of it. That's Michael Keaton. I don't think that any of them had like bad performances. It's just, what is your preference?
Yeah.
Because
like the Dark Knight movies were my favorite.
But right.
I agree with everything you just said. And as far as every aspect, I think Keaton was the best. Because he did bring some, he was a stand-up comic, but that's how he started off. So he's got some comedy. He's got serious. He's intimidating. You've got that. A little bit of fear, like goosebumps when he talks, when he's like, I'm going to start kicking some ass now. You can tell when he's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
He brings it all through. And maybe the movies, like you said, didn't live up to some of the other ones, but his playing that role is what we're talking about. He nailed it.
Right. Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So
speaking of Batman, in late 2024, the new game app Batman Arkham Shadow coming only on MetaQuest number 3.
Yeah, which makes me want to really seriously consider trading in my 2 and getting a 3.
Yeah.
God, right. Why did they have to do that to me?
Right, and I don't even use my 1 enough, but it that thought occurs to you. It's probably going to be affordable again too, right? $300 maybe?
Yeah, I think right now, I want to say I saw the like smaller capacity one was like $400.
Oh.
The 3.
So they are going up in price.
I think I can get like 100, 150 for my 2.
Okay.
So
Right.
It's really hard for me though, because I'm not going to get into it. I don't have enough time for video games, but I was absolutely in love with the Arkham games and the fact that it could be a VR game.
Oh, right.
Just insane to me, but.
And it's sad. I have more of a flexible schedule than you do, but I don't even have time or find time to use my headset much lately, which is too bad because even the one that I have, which is not long after they first came out, it still works great. And I think about it, I'm like, I got to use that. And then I just don't.
I'd be interested if this game after a while, because it's so like, it's from the MetaQuest store. It's not a physical game, right?
Right.
They could port it to 2. Like, why couldn't that be done in the future? But anyways, right. or 1,
right.
Or just release it for everybody. Anyways,
because you're still spending money on it, so they're not losing money. Yeah,
right.
On October, I think I just had an aneurysm. On December 20th, Mufasa, the Lion King, will be coming to theaters.
Did you watch the preview for that? I didn't get a chance to actually watch this all the way through.
No, I didn't watch that one.
Some of these I'm kind of like I see them pop up and I'm like somewhere where I can't watch a video or watch it with the volume. So I'm kind of like, okay, I need to get this on the page because I'm going to watch it later, but just never had the chance to. I knew this was coming. The first one that was a live action remake of The Lion King, they said it was almost too creepy how like lifelike it was.
Sure.
So what do they call that? There's a term for it when something's like just slightly off and it's not. Anyways, yeah. Somebody who's listening knows what I'm talking about, but it's like a weird thing that like goes with like
too real.
Computer graphics. It's too real, but it's not like Uncanny Valley. That's what I'm thinking of. That's the term. It's like it's so real, but there's just something weird, like just something off. And people were saying that they had that feeling, that like uneasy feeling right. about the first quote unquote live action Lion King movie. So this being a new story, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be attached to it.
Oh, really?
I think it could be a good movie. And hopefully they learned from whatever, like made it more digital or made it less believable. I don't know.
Yeah,
like there's a fine line. But I didn't think this could be a good movie.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, I've seen the Lion King musical, and that was even really good, you know? So they usually do a good job. So there's going to be a new Lego. Or they have released a new set called Lord of the Rings Rivendell. So, I mean, even that franchise is starting to take off for Lego. They've kind of just taken hold of all of them, and they're running with them. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's another one that I'd love to have, but don't have the money for.
Right. Yeah. They're not getting cheaper though. That's
or the
sure.
space.
Right. Yeah. So. Exactly. Once you put it together, you got to display it. So on June 5th, 2026, Amazon MGM will release a live action version of Masters of the Universe movie to theaters, directed by Travis Knight, by the power of Grayskull. I just wanted to say that.
I was just going to ask you, were you a, is it Moto? Was that what they called it? Moto? Bastards of the Universe? Were you a Bastards of the Universe fan?
I really wasn't for some reason. My friends didn't get into it, so I didn't. And I didn't have a lot of toys. That's why I ended up buying one at one of these Comic-Cons at the Grand Meridian when I was with you. I just wanted to have Skeletor and He-Man just because I never did as a kid. That doesn't mean I wasn't aware of it. And I did have some friends who have it, but I didn't even watch the show all that much. But I mean, it was everywhere. It was huge. So I'm still knowledgeable of it, you know?
Right. And, I mean, from what I hear, it was very popular.
Oh, huge.
A lot of times I hear them in the same, like, in the same conversation as, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
And G.I. Joe and, like, that time period.
Right, and Transformers even a little bit.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what I was more into was Transformers and you know, even Star Wars never went away, so... My mom was buying me enough gifts. Plus, I had Matchbox cars and God knows everything else. So, yeah.
Right.
I was doing all right.
Gotta pick your vices.
Yeah, right. And mom and dad don't want to go broke just spending on toys that I'll probably play with for like a week. So in addition to May the 4th day, Free Comic Book Day just happened. On the same day, every first Saturday in May, comic book shops everywhere give out free comic special edition comics. And we enjoyed that once again.
Yeah, I got the stack in front of me because again, House of Heroes does it good. Popeye, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Energon Universe. That's actually a crossover. I think we talked about this between Transformers and G.I. Joe. Excuse me, Uncanny X-Men, Blood Hunt, Absolute Power, DC, Mad. There's so many of them.
And unlike other places, I mean, and we went to Powderhouse in Appleton a couple of times, they give away six, but you got to even buy something to get to that six. This place was giving away as many as you wanted, which is really cool.
Yeah. If you felt like you were going to read them, they would give them to you. So,
yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Great time. It's a lot of fun. Get together with people. You kind of enjoy the same kind of stuff. So, And May the 4th, obviously, you know, that's like we talked about, is big, becoming a big holiday, becoming something that's like, you know, really nationally, you know, people are getting into. I was so excited that day. I ended up only pre-ordering like one Black Series Star Wars action figure, but there's so much that would a seller randomly, a guy that I found on Instagram, and he's got a little shop that does a bunch of the Hasbro stuff. He's in Taiwan, and he's there because that's where the factory is, and he can get them so much quicker. He was running a May the 4th sale, so I picked up a G.I. Joe from him because it was like free shipping, and it was like a decent deal for what it was. But I've ordered stuff from him before. I mean, like, everybody and their brother was doing some kind of May the 4th sale, May the 4th deal. Hasbro did a live stream, I think, the day before, and then they released a bunch of stuff and then surprise stuff. If you go to Galaxy's Edge on May the 4th, they do this really cool meetup where everybody grabs their lightsaber or brings their lightsaber. And then right at dusk, everybody lights them up. And it's like this big, like, group event at right by the Millennium Falcon. So it's insane. It's like, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it gets along the lines of, like, you know, these places that are like Labor Day sale, come in and get 20% off your, you know, I mean, we went to a bread, like a bakery, right? Come in with a Star Wars anything on. I mean, they said costume in the post, but we were wearing Star Wars t-shirts. And the people in front of us were actually, they brought in their like droids that they made at Galaxy's Edge and their lightsabers. But hey, you get a free cookie if you come in. And by the way, we're selling Wookiee cookies. We're selling Cloud City bread, baking bread, whatever. And like this random, like, you know, and so I think that it's cool to see.
Lots of places taking advantage of it. Yeah. And the fact that it ended up on Free Comic Book Day was just even cooler because, you know, those are things that go together. So, yeah, that's
right. Well, and then I guess every five or what would be 6 or 7 years, it'll be on May the 4th. So that's cool that it just like, no, it's just going to be like this for the foreseeable future, right? That it just will so happen to be on that day. So.
It's just cool how big it's taken off, like you said.
Yeah.
So once again, on June 4th, Disney Plus will release 2 episode premiere of new Star Wars original series, The Acolyte.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.
Lots of possibilities, lots of cool things that they can play with and make it just, I'm excited. I think this could be a turning point for the Star Wars franchise. I think hopefully this, you know, there was some people that didn't like Ahsoka, didn't like, you know,
Book of Boba
Fett, those.
Yeah.
But I think this could, we need to get away from the Skywalker saga. As much as I love that, I'm excited to see a High Republic era.
Well, and that's all we've known is Star Wars. So it is cool to venture on into other parts of the universe.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to it. So on July, I'm going to skip past this next one because it's going to end with the last point we're going to make. On July 11th, 2025, DC will release the newest Superman movie.
Yes, it is.
Don't know much.
Exciting. We don't know much about it, but James Gunn released a photo of the actor who's playing the new Superman, kind of suiting up as some event is happening in the background. So he's gonna have the trunks apparently. So they're going back to that.
And he looks similar to the last guy whose name I'm
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, he looks a lot like that guy, right?
This is gonna be make or break it for DC. I think
starting over.
A lot is hinging on this movie, and I couldn't think of a better person to put it in the hands of.
So. I think he'll get it right. I hope he does. So on September 13th, the day after my birthday, only on Disney Plus, new teaser trailer for Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy. It's just a trailer, but. It looks pretty cool.
It's one of those fun Star Wars Lego movies. We've seen these a couple times. They had like the holiday special. We did an episode on that. But the best part about this movie the very end, you get Darth Jar Jar, which we've talked about before about that, how like it's just so cool that they're listening to that and it's like this fan theory about Jar Jar Binks being a, you know, because I think we even touched on this with Abby during one of the Star Wars episodes, where it's like all these different, like, if you squint hard enough and like listen to the record backwards, you can hear something.
Kind of went off about that kind of stuff in that episode. Yeah, that, like, this stuff I didn't even know about, you know.
Where it's like, oh, he's pretending to be clumsy, but he was actually pulling the strings all along and in the background, like, guiding, you know, Anakin to do what he did. And all it's like
a Kaiser Sose thing from The Usual Suspects along those lines.
Yeah, it's like, what? It's like, how do you, what? And, but it's a fun thing to think about.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I'd love to see, and there have been plenty of people who have done this, I'm sure, a custom action figure of Darth Jar Jar, so that would be...
Just to see what it would look like would be awesome.
Yeah, double-sided or some kind of red lightsaber.
Right. Jar Jar Misa wanna kill you!
Right.
I can't even do it right. But yeah. That guy sounding dark is gonna be funny as hell.
I was gonna say, that'd be like if freaking like Bugs Bunny or... you know, Elmo was like a murderer.
A villain, right?
I suppose now that we've got the like Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey and Bambi killer deer or whatever, this isn't that far off.
No, exactly. It's just, but his voice is even goofier. I kind of want to see it just because I'm twisted like that. So speaking of twisted, the reason I like this movie, Deadpool creator Rob Liefeld, teased about Deadpool and Wolverine post-credit scene and possible scenarios ranging from Chris Evans returning, as you just mentioned, but as the Human Torch, possibly.
Yep.
To set up for the X-Men versus the Avengers. So there's going to be a lot of different scenarios that could be in this end credit scene, but it's supposed to be really good, whatever it's going to be.
Yes, I didn't even think about what the crazy end credit scene of that movie could be.
Oh, so right. No kidding.
That's exciting and fun. And I think, yes, well, I will not forget about this X-Men movie.
Right.
Watching the end credit scene.
Well, cause we'll be in the theaters for one thing and I won't let you, but the other thing is, because
you'll probably be crying, clapping for the end credits.
Right. Yeah. Well, get through the movie. I want to see the end credits. Yeah. With all the other things that are possibly going to be introduced as far as characters and all that stuff, who knows? I mean, the end credit scenes a lot of times offers even more information or an Easter egg than the rest of the movie did, so it could be anything. So speaking of that, Marvel has decided it won't release more than 3 movies or 2 shows per year moving forward, which still sounds like a lot, but that means they're pulling back the reins is what they're trying to tell us, at least trying to.
Yeah, and I think it's a good step in the right direction that they're recognizing this that it's too much. It's just too much every year, and I think that it's also, like I said before, I just don't want to hear about it. Like it sounds like crude or old man shaking his fist on the front lawn type of mentality.
Yeah,
but it feels like I don't know. We've beat a dead horse, but. Don't tell me about some project you're working on that's going to happen in 5 years.
Well,
like,
especially
why?
Because, I mean, it used to be they were going to meet the deadline because they didn't put it out until they knew it was done. Now they're, like, trying to promote it 2 years in advance, and then it gets pushed back and pushed back. You're just looking like idiots. Just stop doing that to yourself. Go back to the way they used to do it, you know? It's just not that hard.
And it also takes away from those end credit scenes that we talked about. Like, you just... There's no surprise. Okay, cool. I knew X-Men was coming. I knew Fantastic Four was going to be coming for 3 years.
Right.
You showing the new Reed Richards do some like weird thing at the end of, you know, this movie is not going to be a surprise to me because I know it's coming.
Right. It's not, there's no anticipation anymore. There's no buildup. There's no, you know, and I mean, they still hype the crap out of it, but in your own head, you can't just try to imagine what it might be because they're giving it to you. Yeah. Yeah. So finally they started listening. That's the whole point of this podcast.
Yeah. They're listening to us, guys.
Yeah.
Monty and Mickey is making difference in the world of Marvel.
We've broken through. It's about time. Yeah.
Yeah. So that shorty was an hour.
Not very short.
Over an hour.
Go figure.
Well, and it just goes to show though, this is like a really good thing to prove to us that yeah, these episodes are needed.
Yeah, this was your idea, and I, as soon as you said it, I'm like, well, that's a great idea because even our last episode, I think we took 40 minutes to do the news. So, yeah, I mean, this way the next one we can get into it sooner and maybe the episode won't last so long. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We can get to the meat and do it quicker, you know. That sounded
meat. Yeah. It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. I sounded dirty when I said it, so I'll just, you know, move on. Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
At least you didn't have nuts in your mouth.
Yeah. Right. Well, not yet. What?
Seeds? What?
Yeah.
What?
Those are seeds. Yeah. Seeds.
Seeds. Wait. Sorry.
Seed doesn't sound better either now that I think about it. Okay.
All right. Well, anyways, thanks, guys. And yeah.
As we always like to say, getting old is mandatory,
but growing up is optional. Thanks, guys.
What kind of creepy person do you have at the end of your show now?